Okay, Tim Tovkov Samafes, Din Nerder Beis Sora. Aleph, Yochel Hamisana Al Sora V'Ovra. A person was fasting and because of a situation of problem, and it passed. Well, Yochel V'Nisrape, or a person was ill, and Baruch Hashem, the fever broke, and he's better. Oy Meis, or Chas Hashem, on the other end, it's over, the person died. Sorach L'Hashem, Kol Tani Yoshe Kibbalov, he still has to complete whatever he committed to. He committed, he's going to fast 3 weeks, three Abahab, or whatever it is, he has to still complete the Taniyos. Al Tzibur Shemisanam Al Shum Dover. If a Tzibur was fasting because of a situation of which was some type of danger or problem, Vinenu, and Hashem responded to their tefillas, and the problem has passed. So Lachal is, even on that, forget about completing a series of Tanesim, but even that day itself, if they were davening for rain and it was 9 o'clock in the morning, the drought broke and the skies opened up, so you don't finish the fast. However, if they decide they wish to complete the rest of the fast, they can, and each individual, the yechidim, would have to go along with the decision of the tzibur. Okay, so why it comes out that the time of the yachid, this comes out is more stringent than the time of the tzibur, which we've seen time and time again that the opposite is true. So what does that mean? So Mishmarus of Katan Aleph Yachid Shem Hamisan, a chiluk bein tzibur liyachid. The tzibur lay bezin masna aleihem. Where in case of tzibur, we assume that there is that the chachamim, the bezdin, has put in some type of a condition. It was done because of the situation, and therefore the situation is no longer there. It's no longer valid. Whereas the yachid, we can't assume that he needs to verbalize that. If he didn't verbalize that, so that's it. And furthermore, we don't want to put extra tirch on the tzibur, which is not necessary. Since he did not explicitly make a condition, that if the tzara goes away, he will not complete. So he has to maintain his Kabbalah.
So why
do you
make that assumption? That he wasn't masnan on the condition.
We could make that assumption, but he didn't say it. So we have to know, is it an assumption which we can be certain about enough that it's... In other words, if I say I'm going to do something, and I'm thinking in my mind, yes, no, or maybe, so I don't care what you're thinking in your mind, but you said it.
I imagine the Sam would say if the tsar is over, then he's happy and he fills his answer and now he's done.
Maybe he planned to say, you know what, I undertook to do a tainus, I want to finish the tainus. Or maybe, I don't know why, I can't. There is a concept also called Dvorim Shebalevim Dvorim, which means if you say X but you think Y, you don't care what you think because you said X. There's a concept called believe or believe called. If it's so obvious that to everybody that's exactly what you meant, so that's equivalent to as you expressed it. But we have to have that we have to say that every person under that type of circumstance would for sure be having that intent. So apparently we're saying we can't make that assumption.
I think there's also a concept, at least that's my understanding, that these types of things that you makabal on yourself are not conditional on the results. In other words, if I say I'm going to do a fast for something, that doesn't mean that if my wishes are answered beforehand that I'm off the hook, unless I say I'm off the hook. But normally, you assume I'm committed.
Right. That's
I've heard there was something similar that there used to be a concept that if let's say Gadol was sick, then someone come in and would say, "I'll give up 30 days of my life," and supposedly, even if the person dies, you lost your time. That's what I heard. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. That's already beyond my mind.
No, I heard it from Rabbi Wein when he was in Jewish history. So yeah. He said they did that when Meir Shapiro, when he died very young, and he was very sick, and he had a lot of very devoted talmidim, and they were auctioning off how many days that they want to give of their lives to give it to him, and he died anyway. But supposedly, once you give it up, you give it up. So maybe it's a similar concept to this also. You know,
okay.
Once you makabal a fast, you makabal a
okay,
fast.
I don't know if it's
connected or not.
It's too beyond my knowledge of how the Shemaim works for these type of things. You have to ask Rabbi Wein for those type of things.
He's the one who said it.
Yeah, okay. Omei space. Vodin linyan misha hisana al soro shatavra mimenu. She nischaiv mimetzika v'leza einish. V'hutzuch l'kayim. So a person undertook the fast that he's going to get some type of punishment, or the people which are going to, his oppressors are going to oppress him, and he says, you know, oppression, please take it away, and he's fasting for that purpose. And then at the end of the day, they force him to do whatever their depression was, happened, so he's still got to fast. So, well, you know, I only fasted because you're going to save me from paying this goy the $10,000. He made me pay $10,000 anyway, so he's fast. No, sorry, you still got to fix. Tzorach lahashlim. The kima shekima lo tainas tam v'lo hisna. So he just said tainas without making any conditions. I mean, the daito hoyer, a kabbalah zu. His thought was, the tzorach shekima lo tainas tia mekubal tefilosoi, his pala lo chayla v'lo tzorach. Through the fact that he's committing to its tainas together with his tefilas, etc., so the Russian will accept his tefilas better. So that was why he did it. So that's his intent. So he wants that to be there, to be the source of his Kabbalah's tefillah. So I don't know. So the thought process will be, I bedafka want to continue fasting because that's why the Russian answered my tefillah, because I fasted. So if I break the fast, like the Russian says, no, ois fast, ois Yeshua, I don't know, you know, the guy gets sick again. See, we don't know what his person's intent is. So we assume that we have to assume that he was agreeable to this otherwise.
What kind of answer?
He was answered, yeah. So he has to finish all of the Tanish Shekibbol, which means Hanu Lav Dafka Oysa Yom Yishum Tehiskel Yisanas, not only this day which a person already started fasting, Ela Filu Yim Kibbol Alatzim Kama Tanesim Yishvil Oysa Dabur Mechuyim Lashlima. He said, I'm going to fast the next 2 weeks, that this person should be that it should get better, and he got better, so he still has to fast 2 weeks. The same way, if a person says, I'm going to give $1,000 to Stalker, this person should get better. Right? And he gets better. He says, listen, I only gave 500 so far. So, and he got better. You see, it works. I'm not going to give another 500. The person says, excuse me, the deal was because you're going to give 1,000. That's why he got better. Or alternatively, even if the person died, he made a netter to give with the desire that the tefillah should be nisqab. Well, that was the commitment that he made, and now the Russian chose what he chose, but you don't get the back out of the netter because of that. So the same thing comes to Tanais. Now, if you let so-and-so live, I will give. If you let, so then you made it Tanai. In that situation, the person would not be mechuyev to fulfill the netter because he never made a netter in those circumstances. Mr. Bird is not mentioned Tanai Kofel. We know there's a council called Tanai Kofel that you have to, that for Hilchos Tanoim, you need to say both elements. If not, no. Over here just says, he said one language. If so-and-so will survive, person, I will give so-and-so such to stop, or I will fast. So he didn't say, and if he won't, I won't fast. He didn't say the Tanai Kofel. So over there in Yerodeh, the remote points out, you don't need Tanai Kofel. Tanai Kofel is between two individuals. So the concept of Tanoyim between two individuals requires, the halachas of Tanoyim requires that you have to say Tanai Kofel. Between you and Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no requirement of Tanai Kofel. The point is, it's like, you know, if a person makes a netter, and the person is clarifying what he meant when he made his netter. That's all you need. There is a Kibager. Kibager does say that's not across the board by all but Adam Lamakam. He means specifically by Hillel's Nadorim, there's no need for tonight call. So he says the following. Kibager in the Shuba talks about this, you know, this issue of person davening the Shabbos morning, but let's say the Shul is davening later, and he has to say Kriya Shema early. So in a case where you have the Magen Aram Gra issue, that, you know, that the Shul is not going to meet the Magen Aram Zman, but they will meet the Gra Zman for Shema, or, you know, it's borderline depending on who the Baal Tefillah will be, and they might make it. So that is preferable in Halacha to say the mitzvah of Shema in the context of Birchus Kriyishma. So if I can be Yotze later on, I really don't want to be Yotze now, but it's Shema, I'd really rather be Yotze later on in the context of Birchus Kriyishma as proper. On the other hand, if I'm not going to be Yotze later on, obviously I'd rather be Yotze than Shema than not be Yotze at all. Right? So so Kriyishma says you should make it tonight. You know, if I can be Yotze later on, so I want to be Yotze later on. If I can't be Yotze later on, I want to be Yotze now. He says, but you should make a Tanai Kof. He says, not only should you make a Tanai Kof, he says, there's a loch in Hilchos Tanoyim, when a person wants to make a Tanai in a transaction. So there's a few things that you require. First of all, besides, it should be Tanai Kof, it should also be Tanai Karam Lamaisa. If such and such is true, then I want the transaction to be valid. If such and such is not true, I don't want the transaction. So I mentioned the Tanai before I mentioned the transaction. I can't say, I'm selling to you if such and such is true. You don't mention the transaction first, transaction is mentioned second. So that's called, transaction is called the mice. So Tanai, cut him the mice. There's also a requirement of hein cut him the love. You say the effective part before then, if such and such is true, then I want the transaction to be valid. If not, not. The man says to the woman, if you pay me $1,000, I'm marrying you. You don't pay $1,000, I'm not marrying you. So the chalois is to marry, and you say the hain, the chalois before the love. So Krager says, what's the hain over here? The hain is you want to be a Sukrishma. The hain is also you want to be a Sukrishma with the brachas of Basa. So which one should you say first? Do you say, if I could get a Sukrishma later on, I don't want to be, because whatever reason, because it's the right time, or because that's the halacha, I don't want to be Yotze now. So I'm saying, I don't want to be Yotze now. So I'm saying negative. On the other hand, I'm saying maybe, you know, but my positive thing is to be Yotze. My positive thing is that I want to be Yotze. I want to say Kriyishma now, effectively. So he says you should say the three steps. If I can be Yotze later on, I don't want to be Yotze now. If I can't be Yotze later on, I don't want to be Yotze now. But I could be Yotze later on. So then the other one, you have the head before the left. So Krager says it the truth. So if I suppose you see from that, he held you need tonight coughful, and that situation. Okay. Interesting group of Krager. Fine.
Or the three parts.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Or the three parts.
If I can get Yotze on, I want to be. I don't want to be Yotze now. If I can't be Yotze on, I don't want to be Yotze now. And if I can't be Yotze on, I don't want to be Yotze now. Hey, Nenu. Masha Lucher, the Dafka Nenu. Yeah. The Dafka Nenu. I will be his Anu, be sure Chelish, he's up with Mace. He says, now it comes to a Tzibur. He says, the Tzibur the Loch is. If they were misana, and then the Rishon answered the tefillas, so you can stop. What about the Rishon didn't answer the tefillas? What happened about over there? For example, the tzibur was fasting because of the chayla was sick. I feel the tzibur chayyam l'hashim after meis kadam chatzoyis. The yesh rekin the tzibur afat yegav. So he says we could argue in that situation. So this is a magen rav. The Sharsian points that out that not everybody agrees with that. This. Inference of the Shulchan Aruch. So what's the logic behind it? So you take a look at the Shartzi in Zion. Okay. So that this idea that we stop, that's a good more that the Tzibur stops. So now the. So what's the reason behind it? So there's two reasons given, and the Sharetzion and Zion and Ches will present the two. He says two possibilities. One shot is that that in this situation they would have to continue the fast. And some said they would not have to. It really depends on the Machlokes Rishonim. What's the reason why the Mor says that they stop when they're answered? So the Rosh says, "Hanolatama Rosh, we should not tzichem atzibur lomer halacha kap nefesh sveya mitoch simcha l'fichah kelo lehem shi'erchu." When the Rosham gives the rain, in the case of the more common case of the Rosham gave rain. So the loch is when there was a drought and the tzibur was waiting for rain, and the Rosham gave rain, we say halach. Obviously, halach should be said in a state of simcha. So you should say it. So the Rosh says that's why the loch. You stop. You break the fast. They should eat something. And then feel physically happy also, and then come to say that the challah with full simcha. So that's the reason, in case where their tefillahs were not answered, so of course they have to finish it off the fast. So that's the argument why in that situation they would have to finish the fast. That's Zion. Now the Yesh Mekilim says even in the case, even in such a situation, they stop. What's that? Ches. Hanul Tamaran or Rabbi Magi Mishum Lechichan Old Zibur. Shuz Beyotam Mishum Leiv as a master. Zeshayach Afke Shemes. So that the Ran, according to the Ran and the Rabbi Magid, the argument is that either they committed it because they wanted to get something they didn't get, they didn't intend it, or alternatively, we don't want to be matriarch and see more than necessary. So those would apply whether they were answered or they weren't answered, but the situation is no longer relevant. So then the team could be mako and stop at that point in time.
Okay.
We assume that was the original intent. That Bezin has a right to inject the original intent on that. Okay. Kodem Chatzoyis, that definitely is clearly
satanist. I don't want to be fasting while I wasn't being sick and then going to be getting that.
They're fasting to help him. He's no longer relevant to help him. They don't want to fast anymore. Right?
So either he'd gotten that or he'd passed away.
Either one, according to
him. He'd only want to have been fasting while he'd been.
The purpose was to help him.
Been going to be getting that.
Well, Karim Chatzoy, it's the Daimler Hitzkolatinus. So this halacha of. See, if the rain came before Chatzos, or the Tzar was responded to before Chatzos, so you don't have to continue at all. Because the time is, you haven't really fasted yet. That Chatzos is Mansura, he had died. Some people don't eat breakfast right away. They don't. Sometimes they don't eat till till Chatzos, it's Mansura, he had died. It's still Mansura for some people. Mashenk and Lacher Chatzos. But after Chatzos, already everybody should have eaten, so nobody has means the tinus has started. So then even in the tzibur, we say you're fasting, you should finish off the fast. Okay. Beis yachid shemisana al tzara. Yachid is fasting for a situation of tzara. But noyda shakadim shkabol tinus kvar ovra. He made a Kabbalah by Mincha, he's going to fast tomorrow or whatever he's for this Zorah. Reality is, it's already been, the situation already has passed. He didn't know about it yet. Then he finds out in the middle of the fast the following day that already was since, 24 hours ago, was already relevant. So it comes over the Kabbalah was a Kabbalah Batos.
That'd be irrelevant.
Had he known that that was the situation, he would not have undertaken the Tainus. So it's a Kabbalah Batos. Santa Circle Hashim. Within the Tzibur, Shemu, Acha Chatzos, Shekibu, Tainus Batos, and Tzibur Mahashim. So that applies to Tzibur after Chatzos, which is a normal Tzibur has to be Mashlim. In the situation, they wouldn't have to because it's Kabbalah Batos. Zion. Mishabur's got Zion, Nerish Kadam Kabbalah Tainus, Nimsa Shoyus, Kabbalah Batos. If he was makabalit, then before he started fasting, the situation was rectified. But it means that the moment of the kabbalah, there was not a mistake; there was a true kabbalah. So actually, his skill at dying, he sat in a circle of hashim. But for a yachid, the person would have to continue to, like you said before. Maybe the whole reason why the Rashi answered is because you undertook the fast, so you need to do that. That's why you were answered. So we can't. You would have. That's not a kabbalah mitzvah. Arachatzayis, what's learned by filach arachatzayis shavu rei vayyam betaynis filach lo yashlimo the kol shken kadam patzayis. Okay. Ein tzichem the hashim and bezayin shayach tamach tuin chacham and rei tzivu the hachmer kiman shabatos. Okay. We said before in Sif Aleph that the Tamil Chacham decide they want to, even in the case of the Tzibur, which they're allowed to break the Tanis, they said, it's better we should finish off. If that's what the Rebbe Tzibur does, you have to do that also. But over here, that it's irrelevant. It's a Kabbalah Batos. The only case, if it's already, it's Mashkiah, so the Shaila is, should you wait another half an hour and complete the Tanis and said, Lamaisi, we were Mekayim in the midst of making a Tanis, whatever that is? Yeah. So then over there, it would make sense that the Tzibur could decide that. Tov Kufayim. Chanukah Purim, Yom Hashem, Agum, Behen Techinom, Nefeshit, Vosef, Yimei, Nidri, Tainas. Yochad, Shkibel, Lov, Tainas, Kav, Vakach, Yomim, Ve'eru, Behem, Shabbos, Zim, Tevim, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah Purim, Erev, Yom Kippurim. So he made his Kabbalah in a way that now these days come in and are relevant on the days that he was Makabal. So what is halacha? Okay. So Ibn Kimla Balashit Kabbalah's Tainus Balma. He said, I'm going to fast. I'm going to fast 20 days, whatever it is. Ain Tzarech HaTorah. He's not needed the Torah Secham, the Torah Sedorim. You can't, there's no dinner fasting in those days. He says, so a person would say, Harei Alai, that it's going, Harei Alai, I'm going to cut myself that eating on such and such a day is going to be also like a korban. That's the full lashon of a neder. So, see, what's a mitzvah to eat that day? The loch is nedar mechal on mitzvahs. So it's chal, if you want. But on the other hand, you could be matar it. Now, when you're matar the nedar, what do you do? We have to be charata. See, matar a nedar. So there's two versions of how to be matar a nedar. One version is that. There's a loch, but the concept of a Torah Sedorim is there's a kasev. But the Rishonim explain it's predicated on the following. There's a pasuk that says that a person of mechuyev to fulfill the chol sheyivateha ha'adam bishvua, whatever a person will express in his shvua. So because Rishonim take out that phrase ha'adam bishvua, that you have to have the whole person in the shvua. So part of mankind, part of Adam, is the thought process of a person. So a person's thought process wasn't working when he made the shvua. There's something intrinsically wrong with the shvua. It wasn't a truly valid shvua. So we go there and listen, had you realized X, would you have made the shvua netter, etc.? He says, no, I wouldn't have made that. So it means it comes out that there was some element that the Yeshua wasn't done with the full person put into it. That's the source of the idea of Torah Sedorim. So that's called being Pesach with a Pesach. So now that's what the Halacha says. Let's say the situation, which is the quote unquote Pesach, is an extraordinary thing which would not normally have happened. It's called Noila, something which would not have been expected. So then, we can't say the person said, had I realized it wasn't, because even if you thought about it at the time, you wouldn't have said, it's probably not going to happen. So that's not something which you could say is there's something wrong with your thought process. A person who's a thinking person will say, listen, you know, this, he's making an error, thinking about possibility X. You know, X might true, but Y and Z are also very valid possibilities. And if Y and Z happen, you shouldn't be making an error. Says, right, I didn't think it through true, totally. But if you're telling me that the possibility is something which, you know, is a 1 in 50,000 possibility, even if he thought it through, he was, it's never going to happen. He would have made the netter anyway. So that's not going to be a valid pass.
Would have made the netter.
Right. So that's called the Ein Pesach Menor. Right. There's another way to be matur netter, which is called Charata. A person has Charata to make Kara, he truly regrets that he never made the netter. So that's also called a form of being matur neder. Now, there's machloikas in the Gemara and there's machloikas in the Halacha, whether you can be matur b'charata. Charata mikan above, everybody agrees, doesn't work. It means you made the neder, you wanted the neder. But now you're saying, if I can turn the clock back, I realize I never should have made this neder. So you're saying that there's a problem with the neder. That's not any specific scenario which I should have thought of is occurring now, which is empowering my charata. Just, you know, I changed my mind. But I realized, like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? So if it's not something which I necessarily would have thought of when I made the netter. So you can say there's something wrong when I made the netter. So a Pesach, they're saying there's truly something wrong at the time of the netter. I hadn't really thought through all my possibilities. Charata is saying, no, there's nothing specific which I should have thought of. But now I'm really thinking about it more and saying, you know what, I shouldn't have done this. It's a mistake. The whole thing was a mistake. Okay, so that's a chiddush that's called charata, and we pass that it's really not preferred to be matur b'charata. So what we do is we make a pesach out of charata. Okay, so how do you make a pesach out of charata? The same way we could say the scenario being X will happen, Y will happen. Well, there's a scenario called charat that could happen. Had you, if you had made the neder, had you realized that you would at one point in time have a charat to make korah, would you ever made that? Of course not. So that's also a form of a pesach. So we change the pesach into a charat. Now, the reason why I'm stressing this, besides the fact that the Shulchan Aruch is going to talk about,
change the charat into a pesach.
What did I say?
Yeah,
you can't say. Okay, whatever. Okay. That's the point. Now, the halacha is if you want to sit in a bezin for a Torah Sandorah, not, you know, we sit Erev Hashanah like that, like it's pro forma. But, you know, somebody has a problem, and, you know, Hitaka makes a Torah Sandorah, and gets some people together. The halacha is you must know the difference between a Pesach and a Charata to be valid to sit in a bezin for a Torah Sandorah. I think most people don't understand the difference between a Pesach and a Charata.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, you know, so it's, so that's important to, you know, understand the difference. So the point of a Pesach is that there's a scenario which will exist, which logic dictates that you should have contemplated that possible scenario. And since had you contemplated it, you would have realized it's not good to make a neder under those circumstances. So there's an intrinsic problem with the neder of the Rakhila. It functioned like a neder of toh, so you're master the neder. Whereas charata is that there was nothing specific. It's just a person came and later on said, you know, I regret the whole thing. Charata the mekora, and that's a charata. So now over here,
In the text of Erev Rosh Hashanah, I don't think we discuss Pesach at all. I think it's purely
charata mekora. We say charata mekora.
And that's valid?
It's
just so general on so many nidarim, but we don't even know what we're asking.
The truth is like this. Most persons can pass on that a Torah Sandorah of Erev Rosh Hashanah only works for nidarim drabanan. We mentioned yesterday that a person starts doing something without speaking out the neder. If he does it three times, he gets a dinam and neder.
Right.
Those type of nidarim. Those are nidarim, this works. You never really intended to make a neder to start with. But you have charata that you didn't speak out the neder. So that's where your charata. If you look at the language of the Torah Sandorah, it says, I regret the fact that I didn't speak out that it should be the neder. Right? Yeah. Means it wasn't so much I actively said a neder, because obviously in everything, you know, it's something which your nusach was to make, not meant to make a neder per se, but it evolves upon you. You should have spoken up the neder, and you realize you didn't speak up the neder, so you have charata on that. That's where that works.
Is the most important thing for Mary Rosh Hashanah the hador? The one that you say at the end after, you know, it says, Moshe Hadar, that says that anything that I say is Talim of Utalim and La Shurim and La Kayam, and that we're saying anything in the future except for Tanis Bashas Mincha. So that way, don't you get yourself off the hook for something that you've done three times?
See, the problem like this. See, the problem with Sirius Mador is there's a Mechlag of Shonim. There's a Gemara talks about Sirius Mador.
Yeah.
There's a Mechlag of Shonim how to win the Gemara.
Yeah.
Some Rishonim say that Sirius Mador only works in the following way. That when I, later on, a person in a scenario where he makes something which seems to be like an editor,
mm-hmm.
he's thinking in his mind, I made a Mador already, so it's not going to happen. So he has to be aware of the Mador when he's in the scenario which would create the editor.
What happens if he's doing something? He wants to say that I could do something three times, and I don't want to be makabel aneda. And I'm, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, I'm making a hadar that I'm
right.
not. I didn't say it. I didn't say a word.
Right.
I'm just saying that if I do something three times, that's not a commitment.
No, so the Mechlag of Shonim. The Mechlag of Shonim. Does Mechlag of Shonim work only if at the time when you then later on get into the scenario which will generate the neder, you're thinking back, relying on the...
So even on the doing the three times, that same concept applies.
Right. Or, alternatively, someone's trying to say, but that only works if you're not thinking about the mysterious Mughal. So it ends up like, you know, you're both starting with each one says the other one's not valid. So
you can't win.
So you gain at least that possibly you've solved your problem, but you can't rely on it. That's why we make a Torah Sandorah again the next year.
Yeah, I mean, but the people could sometimes do things three times and hey, I never said anything.
It is.
That's a tough one. I mean, if you say, some people are very careful and they say Beli Neder all the time, but when you do something three times, you're going to say Beli Neder that I did it? I mean, how do you even do that?
It is a problem.
Yeah, I'm saying, how do you avoid that? If you say three, if you do anything three times, people, you know, I'm not committing.
The door open. I guess we're talking too loud. Okay, let's just finish off the sif. We have the charata. So we make a, we open up with the charata. Shir malach. So the bezin asked the chacham or the bezin asked the person. Ilo samta libcha shiyeru behem elo yomim lo yisanoider. If you had thought about the fact that these days will occur, would you have made this commitment? And he'll say, no, I didn't want to make the commitment to force you to fast on Purim or whatever it is. So really, this is not really a charata, this is really a Pesach. Okay. She have to fast. So by Shabbos, Yom Tov, Erev Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh. So fascinating then. The derises you fast on, the rebuttals you don't.
Now that thing of the three times, that can be metarais, it must be rabbanan.
It's a rabbanan. It's a gemara. It's actually based on a pasuk, so it's an asmachta.
Do you happen to remember which pasuk
it is? It's a gemara in the Dorim on Tesvavim and Aleph. It's a tezainam and olive, and the Gemara brings a pasuk.
I assume it's a matas.
I don't remember less than the pasuk. But the Gemara brings a pasuk, and the Gemara makes out this point that you do it three times, you mechuyev to continue doing it. The Gemara calls it a drabanan. So the pasuk means more than a smachta. Okay, Hagavah Minik Kesorach, Rishana, that you don't fast in any of them. So that's why what we really want you to do is make this a Torah Sederim, not get involved in Mechloikus. Because Kondor Rami Mechloikus, you have to fast. Mishinara Lisanah Sach Yamim Barmer Kutzmi Yamtiv. So he sort of, covered his bases. Sein Chanako Purim Bechlau. He didn't solve his problem with Chanukah and Purim. Those are not Yamtiv. Yamtiv means something which has a locus status of Yamtiv. Chanukah and Purim are not Yamtiv. Right, if you tell me that that's what he meant when he said it, so even though the language of Yom Tov is somewhat ambiguous, he has a right to say that's what he meant. Every Yom Kippur would be that is called the Yom Tov. By people's mind, Erev Yom Kippur is called the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. He says over there that you would have to be passing like the Rambam. So he's saying over here we don't pass like the Rambam, and these Lashonas solve the problem. Okay, we'll leave in Shabbos. So that's Monday night.
What does Sach mean?
Sach means an amount.
What time Monday?
Total.